Welcome back. We're in the studio with Loose Fragments.
Yay.
The last tune was, what was it?
Latin Song.
Yeah, let me have that cover over there so I can know the names of your songs. That was Latin Song, as Cody just explained. Got a couple of questions for you while that song was playing. And those of you who don't know the number, it's 331-1390. Give us a call, and we'll ask the question for you. Jason and Dave want to know, how come Cody was as at the Salty Dog instead of at practice when he should be at practice?
Because I'm addicted to super trivia.
Oh, okay. Well, that explains that. Another question he had for you. Eric, how come you wear so many different hats?
Well, I started wearing them like about a year ago, and I just got addicted, man. I just try to get the wildest one possible. Lately, I've been not wearing them so my hair will grow back. I think I've been wearing them too much, and I'm getting a receding hairline. So I still wear them a lot, though.
And a question that I've always wanted to ask you, Jesse, is where did you get your haircut, or how did you get your haircut like that?
Well, I went to one of the fine haircut establishments in town and told them how I wanted it done. It was basically like how I have it done, and they gapped it up really good. So I just took it upon myself and invented my own hairstyle. I get sometimes, you know, mistaken for Hare Krishna on the backslide.
Yeah.
with a goatee. Hare Krishnas have goatees?
None of that. No,
we're the forward-thinking Hare Krishnas.
There we go. Ahead of yourselves. Yeah. Another question was, Chris wanted to know, why do you guys think that you need a singer, or do you think that you can do fine without one?
Well, that certainly was a question.
Let's see. I think a singer would, you know, add another dimension to the band, you know, because we want somebody who's, like, sings as far as like another voice, thinking like an instrument, that is going to add another dimension, like I said, and just bring out different you know, attitudes and feelings in the song.
Plus, realistically speaking, if any band, I mean sure, there's a lot of instrumental bands out there, but if any band really wants to take their music a step further, which is doing music and nothing else, which means being a professional musician, playing original music and touring and putting out albums, I mean, you got to make your music a little more accessible to more people, which means putting in a singer. And although that might take away some of the pure integrity of the music, that's just the way the world works. And, you know, and plus we want one, you know. It's not just that we want to, you know, take the music a step further in terms of success, but we just, it's cool to have a vocalist. And when you play with a band where that has a singer, it's just a lot. It just feels really good. And I personally, that's what I think. So
okay. It's like a link to the people, too. You know, a lot of people they might not know anything about the instrumentation, but with somebody singing, they can relate to singing and talking and that verbal stuff.
Do you guys have a difficult time? Your music is pretty high-paced. Is it difficult to find a vocalist that can keep up with the pace or fit in? Or is that what's holding you back at this point?
If it's necessarily pace, it's just melodic complexity is really what it is.
And it's sort of hard to fit in. In the nooks and crannies of our songs fit in vocal melodies because the guitar and bass sort of carry the melody anyway, but it can be done. We just need somebody really unique that can be a fourth, you know, equal part in the band.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, let's jam to some more tunes here, and we'll be right back after this.
Tired of searching the empty aisles of music stores and not finding what you need?
Well, then get on down to Hide and Seek in the University Plaza, where you'll find everything you need. If you're looking for local bands, Hide and Seek has it.